Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one elevated page of Talmud each day. And on today's pages, Bava Metzia 56 and 57, we find the rabbis talking about the principle of ona'ah, or overreaching, meaning wronging someone by either selling them something for more than it's worth or buying something for less than it's worth. The rabbis have a very strict system in place to deal with making sure we pay a fair price for everything. And yet, this strict system has one exception, hekdeshot, or items that were consecrated for the temple in Jerusalem. These are dealt with much more stringently. How stringently? Here, have a taste. Shmuel says, consecrated property worth 100 dinars that one desacralized upon a coin worth one pruta is desacralized. Why would you have two divergent standards in place? One for regular stuff and the other for stuff consecrated for the temple. And why go so much harder on the latter, hard enough to really kind of look at every single pruta or every single penny? It's a question we grappled with on a much larger scale a few weeks ago as we read Parashat Shmini in the Torah and the story of Aaron's sons, Nadav and Avihu. These two righteous boys, the Torah tells us, priests like their father, offered a foreign fire to the Lord, meaning an extra sacrifice they were not explicitly commanded to offer. It was a sin, for sure. But as sins go, loving God so much that you want to offer him one more tribute isn't the gravest. And yet, for this sin, the two boys, the Torah tells us, were immediately consumed by divine fire and killed. Why such a harsh punishment for such a seemingly minor transgression? The rabbis, as you can imagine, spent a few millennia pondering this question and have ideas galore. But one in particular stands out, because Judaism does have a double standard. Because Nadav and Avihu should have known better, because objects and people who are consecrated to God aren't like the rest of us. Us schlubs can dress in jeans and a stained t-shirt, and if we manage to keep the four-letter words out of our mouths for an afternoon, our peers considered it an achievement. But your rabbi? You expect more of him, more of her. We hold our moral leaders to a higher, maybe even an impossible standard, not only because that's their job, but because we understand that they have the potential to ascend higher, to feel deeper, to see more layers of truth and beauty than are visible to the rest of us. And us moderns, we don't do too well with double standards. We're brought up to think that we are all alike and should be treated the same, and that any deviation from this idea is racist, sexist, misogynist, and downright monstrous. But today's page of Talmud is urging us to believe not in equity, but in excellence. Level the playing field. Sure, you must. But then trust that some of the players are going to be much, much better. And when you see them, you should demand more of them, much more, precisely because you know they could deliver. Anything else robs the world of any reason to try and transcend the mundane and reach for the stars. As this is Exodus season, and as we are busy imagining ourselves as if we personally had just left Egypt, let's hope we could take the first step and demand that we too be judged more stringently. Let's hold ourselves to a higher standard, because, as the Talmud knows all too well, we're worth it. This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, you know, a smile. As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramuccio, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butney, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.